Oh, good morning, and good morning, saints of God. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God and praise Him. Listen, I woke up this morning, the Lord had one word for all of you today. It's a good day. It's a good day. Satan is going to do everything in his power to discourage you and to cause you to be hurt. It's a good day. It's a good day. The Lord has made this day. He's giving you another opportunity. He's giving you strength. He's giving you peace. He's giving you wisdom. He's giving you knowledge. Walk in this day. Enjoy this day. In the book of Proverbs, and I preached this at my aunt's funeral, and I always remember this text so strongly. In the book of Proverbs, it says, however many days you live, enjoy every one of them. Because you are walking by faith, you have to learn to enjoy your life. Stop being so deep. Stop being so inward of yourself that you do not enjoy what God has blessed you with. God has blessed you. It's a good day. The Lord woke me up this morning and said that to me. It's a good day. We say it out of our mouths, but do we really believe it? It's a good day. Listen, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. I'm going to say it to you again. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all, which means we're going to be tried and tested. However, the Lord has already made a way of escape for us. Why are you worried about something that's only for a temporary moment? Why are you stressed out about something that you cannot even control, but knowing that God is going to bring a testimony out of it? It does not make sense. If you continue to do what you've always done, you're going to continue to get what you've always got. I come to you this morning for this time of prayer and meditation to tell you it's a good day. It's a good day. It's not it's going to be a good day. It is a good day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We must rejoice. We must celebrate. We must enjoy. Listen, the old saints used to say it like this. This may be my last time. I don't know. Maybe the last time we all sing together. Maybe, and I love the old songs. But I want you, my sister, my brother, I want you to drop all of your cares and concerns. I want you to divorce yourself from the hurt, the misery that you are trying to allow to reside in your life. This is a good day. Whatever happens, all things work together for the good of them who love God. Do y'all hear me this morning? I come to you straight from the mouth of God. It's a good day. It's a good day, my sister. You want to complain. You want Satan to get victory. But I come to tell you, if you're on the Lord's side, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord declare the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the grace of God. Let the redeemed of God stand tall today and tell the devil, not today, devil. No, 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 no. You won't take my joy. You won't take my peace. You won't take my happiness. Not today, devil. Why? The Lord has declared over my life. The Lord has declared over your life. It's a good day. And he told me to tell you tomorrow going to be even better. You have to stop looking for hurt. Whatever you look for, you find. You've heard me say many times that God does not give miracles to those who need them, but God gives miracles to those who expect it. It's out of your expectancy that things happen in your life. Say it again, Pastor, because I'm just waking up. It's out of your expectancy that God blesses, that God heals, that God delivers, and that God sets free. You have to expect God to do something great. You have to expect God to turn it in your favor. You have to expect God to work it out. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning, but I feel it in my soul today. We've been so melancholic in our spirit, feeling down, feeling defeated. No, no, no. I am more than a conqueror through him who loves me. God is not a liar. God is not a man. He doesn't lie. He doesn't give us a counterfeit. When he says it, it is declared as being done. He may not come when you want him. There's experience in life. There's experiences in life that we have to go through so that we can appreciate the giver more than we appreciate the gifts that the giver gives us. All too often, we take God for granted. Oh, this is what God does. This is how he does it. But listen to me. He's out for that person, that woman, that man, that boy, that girl who want to love upon him, who want to give him glory and honor. He inhabits, he lives inside of the praises of his people. So this morning, I come to you straight from a sleeping night, a great restful night, to wake up to tell you, it's a good day. It's a good day. It's not going to be a good day. It is already a good day. Rise, shine, and let God be God in your life. Let him work it out. Let him fix it. You got to learn how to enjoy. Act as if you've lost your mind. People won't look at you and say, do you know what's happening in your life right now? Do you see what the things that are happening? Did you hear what the doctor said? Did you see what happened over here? Did you see what happened over there? Tell them, yes, I see it all. But most of all, I see God. And God will never forsake me, nor will he leave me. God will never allow anything to harm me, but he'll use everything to work for my good. Do I have anybody out there can testify to the goodness of God today? Is there anybody out there who understands what I'm trying to convey to the sister or the brother who just want to hold on to their hurt, who want to hold on to their sorrow, who want to hold on to their pain? Tell yourself, it's a good day. The Lord has declared it. He has declared it. Even if the rain comes, it's going to bring you some good fruit. Even if the storm blow, it's going to blow some stuff out of your life, and he's going to walk in with something fresh, something new, something wonderful. Saints of God, if you could only believe and trust what I'm telling you today, it's a good day. It's a good day. It's a day to lift your head and be lifted up. It's a good day to understand who is the King of Glory. It's a good day to acknowledge that God can do anything but fail. It's a good day to put your faith to the test, to saying, you know what, I'm going to swim through all of this swamp that life have landed in my life. I'm going to swim through all of this swamp that the life have landed in my life, and I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe God and watch God work it out. Saints, he'll do it. He'll do it. As the old preachers say, won't he do it? He will do it every time. And that's why I come to you this morning excited. That's why I come to you with my head lifted and my heart filled with praise, because that was a word that got me. I was getting ready to be upset about a couple things that are going on. But the Lord said, no. Don't you waste your day about things you can't control. Don't you waste your day. You better spend every part of your life. I was talking to one of my friends, and being a younger pastor, starting out as a younger pastor, I'm a little bit in age now, but I was talking to one of my close friends, and we were talking, and he made a comment that made me think. He said, you know, Doc, the days before us are shorter than the days behind us. And, you know, as a young brother who started off so young, I never really paid attention to that. He said, Doc, he said, the days before us are shorter than the days behind us. Not just when I hung up from him, I said, what was he talking about? But then it hit me. I will not live as many days as I've already lived. I don't care how good I am. The Lord never promised me that I would live forever. And I have to start thinking about that thing. That's true. I don't think I'll live another 56 years or 57 years. I don't think I'll, I don't believe it. But I do know the years I've lived, God has taken care of me. God has watched out over me. God has blessed me. I hear some of you get on the call. Good morning. And I listen to your voices and I feel the presence of the Lord, how his goodness, how he's kept you. Have you been through some stuff? I can sense it. You've been through some stuff. Your eyes have seen some stuff. Your feet have walked through some stuff, but he's kept you. Oh, my sister, he's kept you. Oh, my brother, he's kept you. And because he's kept you, the faithfulness of God shall cause you to trust him for the rest of your life. There are more days behind you than there are before you. So the rest of your life, make it a good day. Make it a good day, my sister. Make it a good day, my brother. And watch God arise and the enemy be scattered in your life. The text of this morning. Oh, I'm so excited. I can't wait to get to work today because I'm just going to laugh, smile, and enjoy Jesus. Listen, the text of the day is Proverbs 3 and 5. Proverbs 3 and 5. This is what the Lord threw in my spirit this morning as I was preparing for you all. Proverbs 3 and 5. Listen to what it says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Listen to this. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will direct your path. Oh, y'all know it by heart. I can feel somebody quoting it without reading it. Let me read it to you again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will direct your path. Today, I just want to talk to you for a few more seconds, and we're going to pray this morning. I just want to talk to you about submit, trust, he'll show you. Trust, submit, he'll show you. That's it. Trust, submit, he'll show you. It may not sound catchy, but it'll resonate in your spirit a little bit later. Let me give it to you again. Trust, submit, he'll show you. That's what I want to give you today. Because as I was thinking about what the Lord is doing and how the Lord said this is a good day, it's already going to be good. It's great. It's fantastic because he's made it. He says, but this is the command I want all my people to trust, to submit, and let me show them. Ah, that's so good to me. You may say, well, why is this man so crazy at this early in the morning? It's now 5:13, and he's just so full of energy because the Lord said he wants us to submit to him, to trust him, and he'll show us everything we need to know. Listen to me. As much confidence as we have in ourselves, our wisdom and knowledge will help us. We must submit, trust, and God will direct us. That's your word. That's your command today. I didn't tell you to speak in tongues. I didn't tell you to be holy-roly. I told you a simple principle. You have to trust, submit, and he'll show you. See, that's the common English way of putting it. But I like the way I phrased it this morning. Trust, submit, he'll show you. See, if you do it in that order, guess what's going to happen? He's going to bless your socks off. You have to trust him. You have to submit yourself to whatever is happening to the God. You got to submit yourself to the God through whatever is happening in your life, and he'll show you. He'll make it plain. Listen to the words of Solomon. He says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. See, you can't be half-hearted in this life that you're walking in. You can't be, I'm going to say it again, you can't be half-hearted. You have to learn how to lean on the Lord and not on your understanding. Did you not know the Lord gave you the brain you have? And you trying to figure it out yourself. He going to direct you. Just submit to him. Listen, every sense, and I want you to hear this, because this blessed me this morning as I was trying to figure out how to say this. And this stuff is not on the internet, so don't be trying to figure where did he get that from. No. Me and the Lord spend time together. And I want you to hear this. Every sense we've given our hearts and our lives to the Lord, watch this. 90% of the routes our lives have taken have been confusing and very challenging. Say it again, Pastor. Every sense, when you weren't in the Lord's camp, you did everything that seemed right, and you got over, things happened. You didn't know that it was the grace of God that was covering you and protecting you. But when you gave your life to the Lord, and you acknowledged him as your Savior, 90% of the routes the Lord took you, you didn't understand it. You thought you were going to go left, and he took you right. You thought this was going to happen in your favor, and it did not, but it did bless you later. You were so confused, you scratched your head, your wig even fell off because you just could not handle. This is not what I anticipated. But this is why it's important that you understand that our lives are called to experience a life of faith. We have to learn trust. That's what faith is all about. We have to trust that God knows what he's doing when he does it. He knows that there's a reason for this situation that's happening in our lives, and we got to learn those lessons. We're so quick to get out of it. We're so quick to move on. We're so quick to say, you know what? I just want to get out of this. I just want to get out of this. I just want better. I just want better. The devil is a liar. You will never learn. You'll keep going into it. It'll keep happening. You have to learn the lessons so that you can enjoy the beauty of God. Put a smile on your face and say, God, I trust you. Sometimes I'll be talking to people who are not really in the church, who don't not really in the walk with the Lord, who don't know the Lord, and I'll be in like the governor's office or somewhere, and I'll say, oh, hallelujah, Lord, I trust you. And one time, I never will forget, I was sitting in a meeting, and I said, I trust you. And the person sitting next to me saying, thank you. And I said, oh, no. I'm talking to myself and my Lord. Because what is happening in this meeting is crazy. But I trust God. There's a reason for this. God would not have put me in this situation had he not had a reason for it. My sisters and brothers, I'm in courthouses. My sisters and my brothers, I'm in places. I'm in jails. I'm in different places all the time. I go places. Sometimes I'll take people with me because it blows my mind. The things that God does in my life, it blows my mind. It blows, as much as I love God, as much as I know God can do anything but fail, but it just takes me to another level every time. And every now and then I'll take people with me. And the reason why I'll take people with me, because I don't want people to think I just feel like I'd lie. I'm lying about this and I'm lying about that. No. Listen to me. God will always blow your mind, but here's the element. Do you trust him? So much has been accomplished in my life. So much has been accomplished in your life. Not because you are so lucky, because we're not lucky. Let me tell you why. It's a trust factor. When you gave your life to the Lord, you decided to trust him. Trust him in every experience. Don't be let people pull you into their drama. I'm thinking about some stuff and some people who I had high respect for, but they allow others to pull them into drama. I don't say nothing. I keep my mouth closed. I just look at them and say it's a disgrace that God has blessed this person so strongly and they're allowing others to pull them in their drama. Because they mad, you mad. Because they going through something, you going through something, and God did not bring that to you. God is giving you soundness. He says this is a good day. Now live it. Walk it out. Walk it out. You don't understand what's going on. You heard what the doctor said. There's a lot of confusion. There's a lot of frustration. I never will forget a few weeks ago. Can I just give you this testimony? A few weeks ago, the Lord has blessed Ezion Fair to have this whole new LED system. And the pastor was so excited because that's something he wanted to do. He wants to show the world you didn't got to be a mega church to do mega things for God. And some of the people who I really didn't think would be so negative, were very negative and talking about this, that, and the other. And the Lord said, shut up. Told me to shut up. I said, look, I want to tell them they wrong. No, shut up. He said, watch me work it out. Watch me work it out. And I shut up. Didn't open my mouth. Didn't say anything. I let the talkers be the talkers. I let the ones who say they love me and was talking about me. I just let it happen. And listen to God. God says, shut up. And then the last week was almost the perfect week where there was no issues with it at all. And the Lord said, watch, I'm working out. And so many people have come up talking about how wonderful and proud they are of their church. People are sharing. This has augmented service. You have to learn something. I'm going to give you all a big word. You have to learn something in what you're going through. You got to learn something. Stay out of people's mess. But here's what you got to learn. trust God. Shut up and trust God. Pastor, you don't tell me to shut up. I ain't telling you. That's the Lord speaking. Shut up and trust God. Your words have power. And what you say out of your mouth come looking for you. When you say you sick, it's sickness come looking for you. When you say you broke, busted, and disgusted, that comes looking for you. You have to learn to shut it down and say, this is a good day. How can it be a good day? Because the Lord has made it. He has let me be a part of it, and all things are working together for my good. Do y'all hear me this morning? Have the excitement. This is a good day, sister. Don't let no devil, don't let no demon, don't let no person take from you what God has blessed you with. What has he blessed you with? A good day. Now live it, my sister. Don't you let your boss get you to a place where you feel like falling apart. Live the day. God has blessed you with it. You only have 12 hours in this day before it's nighttime, and you're going to have to go to sleep again. So while you are living it to the fullest, however many days you have, the Proverbs talks about. Enjoy every one of them. Why? Because the Lord has given them to you. They are gifts. They are gifts. They are gifts. Today is the day that he has made. Why don't you take this gift and why don't you enjoy it? Why don't you love it? Why don't you do something you had not done before because you were afraid? You were afraid to bless the Lord. You were afraid to give the Lord glory because you were just scared. But listen to me. The words of the text says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. All of it. No half-hearted people. No seasonal people. I love the Lord when the Lord is being kind to me. He's always kind to you, even when you're going through hurt, harm, and danger. He's still kind because he's covering you and protecting you. He says in the text, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. That's where we get in trouble because we think we know everything. We think we understand everything. No. You do not. I come to tell you today that the Lord sees, the Lord feels, and the Lord understands. Trust in the Lord and submit yourself, and he's going to direct your path. And before I go to my question, let me give it to you like this. Faith leads us in the path of the unknown and causes us to stand on what we profess that we trust. You say you are a believer. That's why you're in the situation you're in. Now trust God. Oh, that was good, Pastor. You say you are a believer. So now it's time for you to stand in what you are standing in, whether it's hurt, whether it's uncomfortable. It's time for you to stand in it and trust God. Do you really believe God, or are you just talking? Or do you really believe God, or are you just a member of the church? Do you really believe God, or are you just saying you love God because other people say they love God? If you really believe God, this is your moment to trust him as never before. Trust and never doubt. He will surely bring you out. Take it to him and say, God, I trust you. I can spend the day you've given me, this gift you've given me of life, this gift you've given me of grace, this gift you've given me of mercy. I can't take it for granted. I have to enjoy it because tomorrow is not promised, but this day is promised because I'm in it and I'm going to trust you through it. Through it all, you've learned to trust the Lord. Through it all, you've learned to depend upon his word. And I beg you today, I beg you today to submit. I beg you today to trust, and he'll show you. He'll show you everything that you need to know. So the question is very simple. Why trust and submit? That's very simple. There's nothing deep. There's nothing big. There's nothing all that's important. I just want to give it to you. Why trust and submit? Here's number one, for God's purpose. Whatever you going through, whatever hits you today, God has purpose in it. You got to see it, but you can't see it if you're upset. You can't see it if you have a lot of anxiety. You can't see it if you want to fall apart and cry. No. You're going to have to see the purpose for why God permitted you to go through this experience. There is a reason. There's something in your personality that God is trying to pull out. There is something in your character that God is trying to deal with, and he is not concerned about your comfort, the comfort of your the convenience of your character, but he's more concerned about building it. So my brother, my sister, I want you to understand that you have to trust and submit to God, because you need to see the purpose of God in whatever you are going through. That's the key, understanding the purpose of God. Here's the next one. This is another reason why you have to submit and trust for the plan of God. God has a plan. He's working the plan out. He has an end for you. He has a place he wants to land you. And listen, when you're walking through the valley and the shadow of death, you can't fear evil. You can't submit to evil. You can't allow the evil to overcome you. You have to understand that God has a plan. And in that plan, there's a path. And the path will not be deterred because of you want to be comfortable. No, you trust him. You lean on him. You fall into his arms and let him handle it for you. Oh, this is some good stuff this morning. Aren't you glad you got on prayer call this morning? And here's the last one. Here's the last one. Why trust and submit? Because, listen, you got to do it for God's permission. He's ready to give you permission to be blessed. He's ready to give the permission for you to be healed. He's ready to give the permission for you to be set free. Oh my gracious, I feel the presence of God in your life right now. God says, I want you to submit. I want you to trust, because I got purpose in it. I have a plan for your life, and the permission is going to be granted for you to be up and not down, for you to be the lender and not the borrower, for you to be the blessed and not the cursed. Wow, isn't God good? Sickness, get thee behind me. Hurt, get thee behind me. Pain, get thee behind me. Trouble, get thee behind me. Why are you asking for all of that? Because this is what's going to try to hit your life, but you got to brush it off and keep moving by your trust. Your keep moving is saying, I'm trusting God in this one. Because when you trust and don't doubt him, he's going to give you a testimony. You're going to be able to testify. Folks ain't even going to believe you. They're not going to believe that God did it, that God turned it. One sister came to me. She was in the line getting ready to get dinner at the church Sunday, and she said, Pastor, they can't find the cancer that they diagnosed me with. Pastor, I don't know what's going on. I told her to stop worrying about it, because God has already worked it out. They can't find it because God had a purpose for why he put it there for the moment and then took it away. That's how God operates. He can do anything but fail. He's an awesome God. He's a big God. Saints of God, if you worrying today, it's because you don't believe God. That's how I'm going to leave you today. If you stressed out today, it's because you don't believe God. I need you to submit, and I need you to trust him today, and he'll bless your socks off. Pray with me this morning. Oh, God, our Father, I thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. God, I thank you for the word of God today. You have blessed us today. God, you have blessed us today. Somebody's walking away from this time of prayer and meditation. They're on fire now, God. They see it. They feel it. They sense it. They understand that you have planned. You have a plan for their lives, that you have purpose for their lives, and you're going to give the permission signal to every blessing to flow through our lives. Thank you, God, for what you've done. Thank you, God, for what you're doing. You are awesome, God. We're not going to concern ourselves with the cares of this world. We're not going to concern ourselves with the petty people of this world, but what we're going to do is we're going to trust you, and we're going to keep moving forward. This morning, we lift up Deaconess Claudia Jones. We pray for comfort for Karen Tolson and her family. God, we lift up Brother Kenan Hunt. We bless you, God, for Sister Wanda Jones. We ask, God, you will continue to bless Ashley Murray as well as Sister Michelle. We pray for Brother Ben Mobley, God, and Father, for every person who have brought prayer list to the call. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless them, that you would heal them, that you would deliver them, and that you would set them free. Have your way in our lives, God. Bless us and keep us, God. Hold us close to you, and we'll forever give you praise, honor, and glory. You are gracious, God. You are kind, God. You are merciful, God. And we give you all the glory. We're excited, God. We're excited about what you're doing right now in our lives. We don't always like everything you're doing, but it's not about us. It's about our trust in you. So, God, we're going to trust you. We're going to trust you today. We're going to trust you with our problems. We're going to trust you with our proclivities. We're going to trust you with the things that plague us. We're going to trust you today. So, Father, now, and I put the people in your hand, and I say, have your way in their lives as we enjoy the day that you have provided for us. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
This is a call this morning. Y'all be blessed.
Everyone has to
trust and submit. Amen.
Sorry, let me get on. No, it's good. Yeah, today's my birthday. I need it.
Have a blessed
You're
day.
Right. Happy birthday.
That's right. My birthday is soon to be soon.
Thank you, Lord.